SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Work. Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on. We've got Pacers-Celtics Game 1 about to tip. We have tons of MLB tonight, including already some fat numbers on the board. In a few places, I think there's been five homers in that Met-Guardian game so far. So we have lots of MLB, including a Dinger Tuesday. We got a preview of the hockey, which starts tomorrow. We've got NFL OTAs. We got the golf. I mean, what more could you ask for, really? 844-843-6879 is the number. And you get Joe's Triple Diamond Crypto Smash Play tonight when you call that in. That's for sure. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? Smash special tonight. Crypto play, Indiana, plus the 10, plus the 360. Halliburton over the 17.5. Four threes at plus, I think, 195 or whatever it is. Him. Taking, nice. Putting them up, put them down, taking names, whatever you want to say. That's it. I'm in. Halliburton, that's I got it, a wheel special. Pacers money line. Halliburton 20 and Halliburton for four threes.
Man, you went all in on this. Oh, yeah. I have actually played the I played the FanDuel boost, Joe. I don't know if you saw what it was. Miles Turner and Aaron Naismith to each make two threes. It was plus 350 up from plus 220. So I'm on that. I maxed that out because why not? I got to have something going on in this game. I'm on the over, and I did not go with the money line for the Pacers, but I did make sure that I put in, again, I actually double-dipped, Joe, on that Pacers plus 2.5 games for the series at plus 125. So I played it solo, Joe, and then I put it in a big parlay. And I got to tell you, I tried to put some college football in a big parlay. It's like they don't let you put anything together with the college football.
I know.
Football.
We're done, Carver. We're cooked. No more on these wheel plays. That's it.
Yeah,
we're cooked.
So I ended up putting it with a bunch
Billy
of stuff,
Ho?
Including.
You put it with Billy Ho?
No, I will do something with him tonight, though, because I want to be able to be side-by-side with you for that this weekend. But I won't be cashing out anything. I know that you are.
I will not
be looking to cash out on Billy Ho.
Yes, as long as it's close. Billy
for
Ho.
For the radio audience who wasn't with us with Coast to Coast today. So last night, Joe put it with the golf. Billy Horschel, top 10 at the Charles Schwab this coming weekend. And he put it with Dodgers Diamondbacks over 8.5, winner. Freddie Freeman, two hits, winner. Freddie Freeman, four RBIs, winner. So the last leg is Billy Ho for a top 10 this weekend, and Joe is already looking to go to the cash-out window. So we are not having that whatsoever. I'm not having it, especially. Joe, it's too good of a ticket.
All right.
You've got to get a little length out of it. I mean, you put the money in, you might as well try to win it all.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, you better start fast so that way I can cash out. I told you my number. I did jump in the over 8.5 Boston and Tampa. It was 2-0, 2-2 now, bottom six, 2-2. And I have it with Halliburton.
Again, like, honestly, this game is just flying along. What's like last night? They're in the sixth inning already there? Game started an hour ago.
I don't know. I don't know.
A bunch of these games are flying tonight, Joe. flying. Now, the Mets and the Guardians went over that 9.5. They're 7-4 in the seventh.
I thought that would be a dead under. I was dead wrong.
Yeah.
Smashed. They hit me over the face with an iron. That was it. They smashed.
Kikuchi's down 1-0 to the White Sox in the fifth inning in Toronto.
You think they could rally? Big Bad Vlad?
Big Bad Vlad. Braves are already up 2-0.
I told you that was a dead under.
Orlando Arcia, 2-run homer. So first homer of the night in Chicago. Wind's blowing out. They're in the top of the second. I'm on Christopher Morel and Ian Happ for the Cubs homer
was a dead
in that
under.
Game.
Under
it's 11. Not a dead end. Joe, there's 2 runs. It's the second inning. The live total's 12.5.
Under. Nah, it's trending under. It's going down like a dart. You have homers in that game or no?
Oh, I got homers in that game. I sure
all right,
do.
Then I'll root it in. I'll root it in, but that's the only reason. That's the only reason why. I think that game was a dead under.
Well, I think you're wrong. So.
Well, look at you.
I think you're wrong. I'm standing strong with that. We got this Astro Angel game about to start. If you want to alt that one up, Javier.
I like that over.
Canning.
You want to jump in on that?
Yeah, I got a couple taters in that game. You want to go over? We'll go over.
Altuve again? Altuve?
No, I've got Taylor Ward and Kyle
Bregman's
Tucker.
Bregman's going to hit one. You know.
That pig. I don't want. No, I can't have him.
I told
him.
You the it's Giants, 4-1 bases loaded, top five and one out. They're going to smash it now. They're going to crack this open. Man. I missed it.
You missed it.
Missed it. And 4-1 Brew Crew. That total was 8. Unbelievable. Mm. Missing everything.
Unreal.
I'm missing it.
I don't know when they're actually going to start this game. It was supposed to be 8 o'clock.
I don't know. If I see
or is it 8:30?
Like
is it 8 o'clock
B-roll.
Or 8:30? When do they start this game?
I don't know. I'm seeing B-roll of them or the fans walking in and like... Like and now Mikhail Bird and let's scrape.
Well, they want to give you all the they want to give you all the pomp and circumstance, Joe. You know they got
to
give you.
This team
everything.
Hasn't been close, okay, to anything near where that those teams were. Nowhere near.
Of course not. Yeah, no.
I mean, you know, every time like a playoff game in Boston comes about, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, it's is what it is. What can you do? Here's what else is going on, Joe, for tonight. Phillies lead the Rangers 2-1. 8-0 Minnesota leads Washington.
Wow.
Mariners are up 2-0 on the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth. 5-0 Royals in the bottom of the second over the Tigers.
You want to jump in on Tigers' money line?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
Royals are a bit of a wagon right now. I don't really want to get in front of them.
They're on the wagon wheel.
Well. They've been playing well. Now, the Cardinals and the Orioles did start on time, Joe. I saw there was a chance for some weather out there in St. Louis tonight. But they did start. They're in the bottom of the second.
St. Louis.
Yeah. And we also have Dodgers Diamondbacks late night and Colorado and Oakland, which is friends and family only tonight at that game. Don't expect a big crowd. Wow, that's because Bobby Witt Jr. just hit a 3-run homer for Kansas City. That is why they are up 5-0. I almost added him to the card, Joe, but you want to know what? Almost doesn't bring you to the window.
If and butts were candy and nuts,
every day would be Christmas. That's it, baby. You know it. You know it, Joe. Man, you know the other game of this Padre Red game is a dead under 2-0 in the sixth. Jeez, where are the runs?
I don't know. I'm watching the Texas game, dead under here, 2-1 Phillies. They got Suarez. He's only thrown 85 pitches.
They say this game's supposed to start at 8:14 East. This Pacers-Celtic game.
Come on, man. You know they have a tendency to drag this out.
There's a tendency. They don't have a tendency.
Who's on
they
the
do.
Call? Is it Harlan?
No, this is an ESPN. This is ESPN has the East, so it's Breen.
Ugh.
Not a fan, I guess. Breen and Doris and J.J. Redick have the game.
Ugh.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. A couple things, Joe. Number one, Angels are at it again. Two-run blast right out of the gate in Houston against the Astros. 2-0 Angels lead on a Rengifo homer.
Wow.
To get it going. So 2-0, boom, for the Angels. Let's go. Next, they have finally tipped in Boston. Game one, Pacers and Celtics, already they're running, Joe. They're running up and down the court.
And I saw this. What were the Celtics like? The whole bench got up like they won like the championship on the first bucket.
Like, well, I know. They're trying to, like, you know, they haven't had much to get excited about. So they're trying. Oh, Horford, did you see this block, Joe? They call that a goaltend?
That's goaltend. That's got it. It was on the way down, no? No, it was in the cylinder. It was in the cylinder. It was in the tin. Review it. Here we go.
I don't know about that. Here we go. 4 seconds into the game, we got a review.
I know. And watch. This is going to take 80 minutes. Here we go. I'm aggravated already. We got no hockey tonight. We got no juice. There's none. You know, we got all we got is... We have basketball and baseball, and the games that I'm on in the baseball, I missed.
There's always time, Joe.
I know, but I wanted the San Francisco game.
And you know what you can always do? Go right back in. Just throw another log on the fire.
Yeah, but it's like buy high and sell higher now.
Yeah.
Buy high, sell higher. Yeah, they keep teasing me with this Boston game. 2-2. These umps want to get out of there, right?
It's 2-2, like last night. It's the same crew. I mean, they got somewhere to be. What was I just going to bring up to you? Oh, I lost. Oh, I put more in for myself for Billy Ho.
All right, good.
I put him in. I put it with the Pacers, 10.5.
You got 10.5. I got a bad line.
What did you get?
I got a flat 10.
I got 10.5.
Looks like they took the goaltend off because Siakam had 2 and now he's got 0.
Okay, well, listen, it's 4 seconds into the game. We'll be all right. So I put that with Billy Ho, and I got a couple other things with Billy Ho. So I'm loading up a big Billy Ho steak for this weekend.
I hope Billy Ho steps up. I'm telling you, first round leader, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that. I think the best thing that could happen is, because this would avoid you cashing out unnecessarily, I think the best thing that could happen is if it's like last week. He starts slow. You think it's over. You forget about it. You count it as a loss. And then he backdrafts into a top 10 on Sunday with a huge round. I think that would be the best.
That's not the norm. You know that, and I know that.
Plenty of guys backdraft. It happens a lot.
What is he, Cold Trickle? I mean, come on.
What's just
backdraft? He's
backdraft. It means you play awful Thursday, Friday, and then all of a sudden you finish it. You get yourself a top 10. Meanwhile, you were never in the tournament. That's backdrafted in. But that's what Billy Ho did on Sunday at the PGA.
Dinger.
Who? Is it Harper?
Yep.
No, are you seriously? Was it Harper?
What number is he? 3?
Oh, jeez. What number is he? What are you doing to me here?
I can't see. Yep, Bryce Harper homer.
Let's go. Let's go, Joe.
Yep. Smash special. What a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Dead now center. Now we're cooking with gas,
dead
Joe.
Dead center. You were sitting dead red. I mean, that's what happens. You sit dead red on a hitter like that. You don't groove a fastball right down the... I mean, smashed it.
Smash special for Bryce.
Yep.
That's what we like to see, Joe.
Nice job.
I hope you're right, because I haven't gotten the notification
yet. Look, I'm watching
yet.
The game on Philly Sportsnet. He's in the dugout already.
Do you get that where you are? You get the Phillies?
Yes.
Wow, how about that? I don't think so, Joe.
Carver, don't tell me. It's 3-1.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Harper homer. Now I got the notification.
Sorry, apologize.
I apologize.
There you go. sitting dead red. I'm ahead of you? How could that be?
Well, no, I don't know why, because, you know, I'm so nuts with the dingers. I get the notifications every homer from every game.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten it yet for the Phillies, so that's why I was wondering.
It's a very slow-moving game, let me just say that. So I've been watching it for the last 25 minutes. 3-1, I mean, you know. Here we go. This Pacer game is going to be an under tonight.
Why you get so... There are 47 minutes left in the game. Well, yeah, what's more important to you, the over or the 10?
The 10.
Okay, so then don't worry about it. Everything's okay. All right, they're going to throw a little punch here, and then here, you know, Pacers will respond.
There we go. Yeah, running the court.
What is that? What kind of a pass was that, Joe? Did you see that? Yeah, this is. See, that was. I don't know what was happening there.
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
what is this guy doing? Come on.
Not a good start here.
What are we doing here?
You talked me into this 10, too. You talked me into this. I wanted nothing to do with this.
Where's the coaching, Carlisle? Get a T.O.
Yeah, you got to do something to rattle the cage here a little bit.
I mean, stop the momentum.
This is an awful start.
Put a tourniquet on it.
Somebody do something.
We're down 9. Nothing. Here's Siakam. I'm trying to do it all. Missed, didn't even hit the backboard. He's lucky. Does he practice?
Spicy P?
No, he's a pig tonight. Look at this. Another shot.
He got a board. Did you play him for boards?
No, stop. You talked me out of the boards tonight. Oh, man. Here's another 3. Who's this guy?
This is a bad start. You tell me it's 12-0? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Well, Joe, that wasn't the start we were looking for. We're 3 minutes in.
Sheesh.
They're in a timeout. Hopefully Carlisle settles the crew down. It's 12-0 Celtics. Washes away the pregame spread in a matter of moments. 17.5 is the live number now.
I don't know.
222.5 the total.
If you liked it at 10.5, you gotta love it at 17.
Is it Kyle Tucker, Joe? It is. Is it Tucker?
Well, what game are you watching?
The Astros and the Angels.
You see, what happens to my YouTube? I'm watching the game, and all of a sudden, how much time do you have on this? On the
Boston game? Yeah. I got 9:03.
Okay.
You're ahead of me?
It automatically reverses back to the beginning.
I don't know what that means.
I don't understand why it continues to do that.
Will the Pacers score a point tonight? That's, I think, the next question that we need to...
Carver.
Will the Pacers score?
Where's Halliburton? This Siakam. You want to talk a pig special?
Spicy
pig? Siakam off glass. Like Willie Glass.
Wow, they're on the board, Joe. They're on the board.
Yeah, and they give up an easy layup to Tatum. And like, really, you got to get back in transition, man. You got to have your head on the swivel. Pick up that robber. Here's Siakam eating inside. He's got 4. I took him for 25 tonight. How about a little D, guys? Old man Horford. Yeah, we'll give you that all day, Al. Who's this?
14-7 now.
Yeah, we go.
Is it
juice.
Who is that? Is it Naismith?
No. Don't get your hopes up.
Who was that?
It's a bunch of nobodies. Number 4. Whoever that is.
Who hit that 3 for the Pacers?
It's not. No, look, I don't know.
Who hit the 3?
I don't know. Number 2, the old deuce. I don't know.
What?
Nebhard.
Ah, jeez.
Horford again, the chuck artist. We'll give you that all day, Al. All day. You want to shoot from downtown like you're Steph Curry? How many you want? 10? 20? Halliburton. Oh, man. I gotta
get
Joe,
into it. At least they're punching back and forth now.
They're punching back. They were punching. We had a standing eight in the first 2 minutes, and all of a sudden we got our composure. We got our sea legs under us.
You got them. That's back it. A little bit. That's it. Maybe
hit the one in the middle.
Hit the one in the middle. That's all we need to do. Hit the one in the middle.
I gotta jump in here. What do we? Let me see my in-game bets here. I don't know. I was a little tired at the gym today. I was beaten up.
Were you?
Beaten up from coast. Yeah, I think it's the humidity, just beaten up. I was thinking about this game. Halliburton has 1-3, 16-10. I'm looking
Let's
at
go.
It on the app.
Let's go.
I'm looking at
Come
it
on,
the
Joe.
App.
Punching
Who's
back.
Who's talking now?
They're punching back.
Who's talking now?
Punching back. Meanwhile.
That's it.
7-6, Cleveland leads the Mets.
I need scoring in Tampa Bay and Boston. I don't know.
2-2 in the bottom of the seventh.
I need over 8.5, 5 runs. What's my best option? Extra?
Your best option is taking the live under 6.5 and getting out of it. Who hit
you know,
that?
Not for anything.
Boston.
If
this
I did
Horford,
that to you.
I mean, enough of this guy. They go to the bottom
twins.
Of the fifth. Yeah, Twins taking Jeez. Care of business tonight.
3-0 White
Cubby,
Sox.
Cubby's got the bases loaded here in the bottom of the second down 2-1. Let's blow this open, Joe. Come on.
6-6.
Let's
nothing.
Go.
Well, these 2-2 now, Stroh's.
Yeah, that was the Tucker homer.
Man. All right, I got to reassess. Can we get
I'm
on
I'm off to a big
first?
Start in that game.
Looks like Kevin McHale
big start.
Out there.
Tell you, this night's looking good, Joe. Let's go. This night's looking good. Carver at least, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, we got it to 7 here. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Let's go, Joe.
We got life. I took a wheel play just
boy.
For the show.
A live wheel play?
Yeah, a live wheel play.
What was it?
All right, I took Halliburton for 4 threes, Pacers money line at 8-1, over 8.5 San Fran and Padres, Pirates, over 11.5 Brew Crew and Marlins, over 12.5 Angels and Strohs, and over 8.5 Diamondbacks.
Hold on. My head's spinning here. Hold on a second. My head's spinning here.
Like
start over. I thought you were going to say 2 or 3 things. You ringed off about 7 or 8, which, listen, I know that's your deal. So start over here. I heard Pacer money line. What'd you do after that?
Halliburton 4 threes. He's got one.
Okay, good.
What over else? 8.5 Giant game. Over 11.5 Brewer game.
Okay.
Over 12.5 Angel game and over 8.5 Diamondbacks.
Over 12.5 in the Angel game. Okay, 2 with 4 already on the board. And then you went back to this over tonight. I got to go back to the well with the homers, too, in the Dodger game tonight. I am on
Let's
Christian
see.
Walker. I got a great number on Walker for the Diamondbacks, Joe. I said 6 on
I'm going
coast
back to Freeman.
At one book, I found a 675 on Walker. So I'm in on him tonight against Stone. And I saw the bets in the 500 range, which is a must for me.
I'm taking Freeman.
You're going back to Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think runs are plenty tonight with Fott and Stone. I think we get some runs.
Let's go. Let's do it. There you go.
You want to take the over in the Rockies and the A's?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I thought you were going to stiff arm me with that one. I thought I was trying to slip one past the goalie there, and you.
Right. All right.
Let's go to Keith in Kansas here tonight on Carver and Lacey. Keith, how are you?
What's up, Keith?
I'm good, guys. Long day at work. Just got home, settling in, listening to you guys.
We appreciate that.
Awesome.
Thank you, Keith.
I don't know if you guys know, but at 9 a.m. this morning, they had the Sunflower Showdown in the Big 12 Tournament baseball at where the Rangers play.
Really?
Really.
Oh, that's right. Yep, you know, Joe was saying to me last night that it's tournament time for both the softball and the baseball. Yep. It's tournament time for those.
I got a hot tip from a local degenerate friend, Unders, 10. They had three runs, and we hit big this morning, so it was fun.
Did you? All right. I love it.
Boy.
Carver, there you go.
I'm looking at these. I see they got all the baseball games up. So Unders in what?
Sunflower Showdown, KUK State this morning. KUK State. Okay. They play like 9 a.m. or 10, real early.
Wow.
Got me Chipper. Yeah, well, my local friend, my buddy, he's a degenerate too, and he gave me the hot tip. I'm like, all right, I'll hop on with you. No worries.
Let's do it.
Hey, this is for Mr. Lisi here.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Keith?
I got to play for him here. Your Big Red Nebraska Cornhuskers play at 8 p.m. tonight. Take them on the money line. They play Ohio State. There you go.
All right.
I saw that. I was looking at their
minus
Big Red. I see it. Go to baseball and then NCAA baseball. Huskers minus 142.
Yep. To play the tournament in Omaha, no? The home stadium.
All right. There you go.
What are the odds?
The run and a half?
The run line is plus 126 to lay a run and a half.
All right, what time is the game?
And what's the run on the money line?
East. Money line is 142. 142.
Yeah.
142.
I'll lay it all parlay with something.
All right, let's go.
Put it with the golf, Keith. Put it with the golf.
Billy, who
yeah, okay, okay. Now, here, this is why I called in. I'm going to hang out with you. I got some DP World Tour picks, and I'll let you go here. You ready?
Yes. Let's go. DP World Tour.
They're playing in Belgium, and I got two Americans. So go USA. We'll go with Johannes Furman and a long shot here of Nicolo Gagliotti.
Love it.
Hold on. I'm trying to find him on the board right here. What's his number?
Yeah.
What number is he at?
I think Johannes is not chalky. He's around 40 or 50 to 1. The Nicolo guy might be more of a long shot.
Yeah, Johannes 45 to 1. For the DP World.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll take
him.
His last two starts have been pretty good. I guess he won a tournament in Arizona last week. He's kind of getting in the game, and this guy I was listening to, he's kind of high on him, so I'll give him a little long shot flyer here.
Okay. So. All right. Well, there you go.
Nicolo Gagliotti. So there you go. I'm gonna hang up, cook some food. I'm gonna listen to you guys off the air, man. You guys have a good night.
Thanks,
you
Keith.
Too,
Be
Keith.
Good,
thanks
man.
For calling. I took it, Carver. We're on the Cornhuskers. Part of me wants a later
right.
run and a half.
I'm gonna have to do it now too.
I took it.
I'll get it.
And laid the 142.
We're putting it with the golf.
No, I'm not putting it. I put it with the overs in the.
Come on.
5-2 Giants. 5-2.
Why don't we?
Marlins.
Why don't we find a way to get you some more gas on Billy Ho this weekend? What's?
I tell you what. I'm thinking about just. I'm going to continue to
play. Hey,
click.
I found a 135 somewhere else for Nebraska, Joe, so I'm going to take that. I'm going to go with that.
You might be shut off. They're going to cut you off at the faucet.
Let's put it with, how about a Tom Hoagie top 10?
460 on Indiana. They still got 460 on Indiana.
I'm going to go in for more Indiana, 11.5.
All right, I took them on the money line. I'm taking a shot.
Yeah, I'm not as confident.
Oh, top eight. I got first and second, Carver. We could crack it open. Tampa, we got first and second for the Red Sox. Nobody out. Can I get a smash play here? Smash special.
All right, I'm in for – so here's what I did, Joe. Nebraska money line in the baseball for Keith.
Okay.
I put it with – and Pacers live again. I really just got almost the same number, 11.5 live. And Hoagie for a top 10 this weekend at the Charles Schwab.
You talk about going to the well here.
With who?
Freddie Freeman. I'm taking him plus 490 for two ribbies tonight.
Just play the homers. It's Dinger Tuesday. Like, what are we doing?
The
RBIs. Hey, Joe, I'm not going to lie to you. As the end of the first quarter comes here in Boston, considering that the Pacers were down 12-0 to start the game,
We look good.
That's a hell of a finish they had to that first quarter. 34-31 is the score at the end of the first quarter as they got hot, Joe. Me and you were talking to Keith. Who hit all those baskets for them? Who scored all those points?
Was it Siakam?
Was it Spicy P?
Let me see. Halliburton still has 1-3.
Obi? Yeah. Obi Toppin? Did anyone else hit a three for the Pacers? What about Turner?
Naismith has nothing. He's got absolutely zero.
Come on. This guy's such a money.
Siakam has 4 points. I don't know. Halliburton has 3. Jeez. I mean, can you give me something?
Like lightning could strike quick around here.
Oh, man.
Chapman homer in the Giant game, Joe. Chapman homered for the Giants. What do you need in that?
I need
5-2 Giants. 5-2 Giants.
And we have a runner on first. I need over 9.5.
Your boy Yaz is up.
Ooh, I like Yaz. I like Yaz.
Yaz.
Give me the over. Come on, Giants. Come on, Giants. Don't go down.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, they start the second quarter, and the Pacers, unfortunately, are starting the second quarter the way they started the first. Eh, not really. Pritchard hit a three, and then they just got a shot clock violation, so I don't know what Siakam was doing on the other end, Joe, with that turnover that he had.
But again, our guys aren't scoring. We're doing this without Siakam and Halliburton. So here's Nesmith. Missed.
He shot a three?
He shot a layup. Can't make a layup? This guy's 5'4". What is he doing?
That was McConnell, Joe.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. McConnell. I mean,
I was about to say.
I don't have the glasses on. I thought it was Nesmith. McConnell's about 5'3".
Yeah.
You must be colorblind, Joe.
Well, here we go.
Pritchard already with a couple threes. I know that was a coach special on Coast to Coast today. That was all.
Is that Nesmith?
Yeah, that was down Nesmith six. Right there. That pull. There you go, Joe.
What?
About 6'8", 240, you know?
Oh, boy.
You know what? You know, you want me this McConnell. Like what?
All right, here's the story, Joe.
I'm aggravated.
You ready?
Again.
Yeah, top of the ninth in Cleveland. Mets down 7-6. Alonzo at the plate with a man on. So we'll see if he can get something going. Bottom eight, Reds lead the Padres 2-0. Yes, what's the matter?
Oh, I got another run. There we go. 4-2 Red Sox. Put it on the wood.
4-2 Red Sox. 4-2 Red Sox. Now you know what you really need, Joe. You need Tampa to tie at the bottom of the eighth, 4-4.
Yeah, but we still have a runner on second. Let's get one more. Let's make it 5-2, and then Tampa could tie it in the bottom of the eighth.
Oh, you have the
Don't
alt?
Don't be afraid.
You have
I
the
have
alt?
Over 6.5, too. I have over 6.5 in the alt. I need one more run. How about you slap it a left? Slap it! Come on, Gonzalez.
Extend.
Come on, Gonzalez. Did he hit it? In play. Slap it to right field.
Cubs and Braves are tied at 2 as they go to the fourth in Chicago.
This guy.
What's the matter now?
Well, he made it out, Gonzalez. There we go.
See, everybody knows, Joe, you should be hammering this Billy Ho bet this weekend. Everybody knows it.
What do you mean I should be hammering the Billy Ho? Like, oh, Dinger for Texas.
Corey Seager, homer. Seager homers to make it 3-2 for them. And that's in the, what are they, in the ninth, Joe? Oh, top eight.
Top eight.
All right. In the second hour, Joe, I have a bunch of football stuff to go over with you.
You keep saying this. You're tickling me with the football.
What is that? What are you talking about? Are you telling me that I didn't give you enough on... I give you a bunch of football on Coast to Coast?
Enough. I need more. I need more.
I actually have something to say to you that it's probably going to gas you up.
Go ahead.
That I saw today. I'm going to wait until the second hour. It's big tease here, Joe. We do the football in the second hour. Focus on the game for now.
All right, Coach. What can we get in on? What do you want to get in on?
Joe just wants to. He just can't stay on one thing. Get me in on this. Get me in on that. Get me in on this.
Tonight. I'm hungry. I'm like.
All right. Since we have to put this to bed, what's the final answer here for the Dodger Diamondback game? I'm in on.
Over in Freeman to hit a home run at plus 480, and I have him again for two ribbies. Who is this? Is this Al Horford's dad, number 42, that's wearing the...
I have no idea, Joe,
I don't know.
Who
they
these people are.
They keep showing this guy.
They keep showing him. Alonzo hitting to a double play to end the game for the Mets. They lose 7-6 in Cleveland. So... unfortunate.
What are all these guys by the Celtics? We're showing all these guys wearing 18 now. Like, I've had enough. I hope Indiana smashes them right now. I'm tired. I'm done. We're taking Freeman. I'm sitting dead red with Freddie Freeman. He's seeing the ball clear.
I'm definitely in on Walker and Betts. Let me see if I can add a third. Because the dingers are hot, Joe. Dingers are hot. Who's got good numbers against Fott? How about this, Joe? I know you did it blind. Did you see what Freeman's actually hitting against Brandon Fott?
Yeah, he's chalked to have a hit in the game at minus 300.
He's 4-for-8 with a homer off him.
Oh, Carver, let's sit dead red with Freddie. Sit dead red.
I actually might add him now. I might actually put him in.
All right, come on, let's sit dead red.
Man, Enrique Hernandez is 3-for-6 with a homer off him, too.
Do we like Halliburton to get hot here for threes?
No.
No?
No, Turner and Naismith.
Naismith. They don't even have him listed for 4 threes.
We just need him to get two.
I'm taking
2 threes
Halliburton.
For him.
Halliburton for 4 plus 134. That's it.
That's it, huh?
I'm taking the Pacers, Halliburton, and Freddie Freeman. I'm sitting dead red with Freddie.
Let me see what number I got. What did you get for Freddie for Homer?
470.
Okay. All right. I'm in for Freddie.
All right, let's go.
I'm putting it with the golf.
You're loading up on this golf.
Putting it with the golf. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Tuesday night. So 4-2 Red Sox, Joe, bottom of the eighth, two outs for the Rays now. The Celtics have extended it back to 10.
Yeah, we're dead.
47-37 with 8 minutes to go in the first half. Need another little one of the little mini runs by the Pacers, Joe. Get this thing back under 5. Make us feel good.
And we got no shot.
Oh, you're saying it's over? No shot.
Got no shot.
You're calling it as a no shot.
I'm calling it as a no shot. We got nothing. Man,
wow.
We're smashed. Man.
I can't believe this.
I don't know.
Joe says no shot.
I mean, I'm hoping. Man, maybe we should
can't believe you.
Plus the 750. I still think
you just told me they have no shot, and now you're talking about jumping in at the 750.
I'm trying to talk it down to get better value. 680. See, they're playing with us. Where's the value? Where's the value? Who's the best cop? Who's the best cop? Jimmy's the best cop.
It's now at 13.5 and 228.5, Joe, for that total.
I'm thinking about Slim and the under. You want to take the under?
No. No.
Okay.
This game could be won easily 130, 120. Mm. No thanks. It's just not for me, right, Joe. I can't do it.
You got me in on this tater time now.
Oh, suddenly, oh yeah, tater time, baby.
What do we?
How about
get
getting
back?
A rebound? Huh?
They're glass. What did you say they are?
Who's that? Turner? Is it Turner? There's a three for Turner, Joe.
Carver.
What's the matter?
No, I don't have Turner.
I know. Well, I'm okay. Well, I'm allowed to be happy.
Not really. Come on.
All right, why can't I eat a little bit? You're sitting there, the plate's
all eating,
full.
Trust me, no offense.
The plate's all full.
You got 19 loaves under both arms, my friend. You know, no offense. You know, I don't want to say anything, but I'll say something.
Yeah, that's not right.
Got the trough out. You got the bib out. You've been eating so much.
I don't know about that.
Five-point
game, Joe. Five-point game.
All right, let's go.
Turner getting hot.
I got second and third in this Giant game. I got second and third
in this
Giant
game. Yeah,
you
need runs there. For the Pirates or the Giants?
The Giants are second and third, one out.
Top nine?
Top eight, and I got first and third, two outs in the. I got the over in the Brew Crew.
You need a big hit from Yelich there.
Yeah, because that would tie it up. That would give me the over. Come on, slap it to yes. Slap it to left, Yelich. Just slap it. Get the run in. Don't try and hit a home run. Single is as good as a hit, kid. Ducks on a pond now. Ducks on a pond now. Hey, now.
Ducks on a pond now.
Oh, we locked out. Come on. Slap it to left, Yelich. They're in play. Come on. Is that a hit? Is that a hit?
Is it?
Yes, it's up to 12.5. How about that, Yelich?
Let's go.
That's clear it.
Clear the bases?
Did he? He might have. It was two outs. He did. He got a triple.
Come on.
He did. Got a triple. Two runs in. 6-5, Brew Crew.
I still have 5-4.
Yeah, you're wrong.
There it is. 6-5 and a man on third. There you go. Look at that.
Another three ball for Miles Turner.
Let's go. That's two.
Get with this Turner.
Can How about I get the other guy runs? Now? Can Naismith hit a couple?
I got second and third with Estrada. Come on, Estrada. Chips, baby. Chips.
We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879.